recently there was a JPD information release regarding the arrest of an individual in late February that led to the discovery of more than $150,000 worth of drugs, and $100,000 in cash was seized as well. Is that considered a significant bust to you guys?
To me, I would consider that fairly significant, just the amount of the street value of the drugs and the amount of drugs that were seized, and then also the money that's, you know, tied with it. I mean, that's obviously, you know, not personal use. So that was drugs that were seized that I believe was intended to distribute within our community and with our outlying communities as well, possibly. And so for me, that amount of drugs was significant because it, you know, it took it off the streets where it wouldn't be in the hands of other people.
This bust, how does that compare to other busts that have happened in Juneau or throughout the region for CCAD?
Well, our main mission is ultimately about protecting families in the community, the communities within our region, within Southeast, and drug trafficking brings violence, addiction, and other crimes with it. And by targeting these networks early, we help keep Southeast Alaska safer. And CCAD really focuses on identifying and disrupting those supply networks before they can do more harm in our communities. So typically, for the most part, you're going to see like larger quantities. You know, these are quantities that are, again, not for personal use. Recently, in the last few months, CCAD did an investigation where we seized, if my recollection was right, approximately 4 pounds of methamphetamine in Ketchikan. And then there was, I don't remember the weights exactly, but there was a significant amount as it relates to the community of Wrangell. When I stepped in, my goal for the team was like, let's try to get a case in every one of these cities, you know, to help these communities. And that's a strength of CCAD is the task force is when you bring together partnerships and sharing intel, we're able to do more work in bigger cases that like one police department wouldn't be able to do by themselves. Especially now today with like short staffing issues across law enforcement in the country. When we come together as a task force, we're stronger in numbers and we're stronger when you share information. And that's kind of a big strength of ours.
Must take an incredible amount of patience when you're doing these sorts of investigations as well, huh?
It does, very much so. And it's just generally speaking about investigation isn't just something that like we found out about yesterday. These are long, lots of time dedicated to investigate, to digest the intel, to put the pieces together, and to make it a strong case, and right, to make it a good case to present to prosecution.
Is there anything that community members, residents in Juneau or Ketchikan or throughout Southeast can do to help with the job that CCAD does?
Yes. So we always want to remind people that community tips matter. When residents speak up and share concerns with their local departments, that information often helps us start or strengthen our investigations. You may not get like feedback right away because there could be an open investigation. You know, it could be the piece of the puzzle that really like paints the picture for us. And so anytime that anybody has any information, no matter how little or how big, we ask that you get a hold of us. And then also here locally, we have Juneau Crime Line. That's a nonprofit organization that takes anonymous tips and passes it on. You can also, you know, call the police department directly and talk to our drug enforcement unit, our CCAD task force members. But yeah, I mean, we ask for people to come forward with any information. They can remain anonymous, but it helps. And again, in partnership with our citizens makes our community a safer places to live. So,
Commander Matt Dubois, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, sir.